It's the Wise Podcast. I'm Hank Stoltz. Les Blatt is with us. Intelligent Life in the Universe is the class that he is going to be taking you through this fall. He is a professor emeritus of physics and education at Clark University. He's created and taught WISE courses, as he was telling us, in a variety of areas, including physics and astronomy. And some of the beauty that maybe we see in our daily lives as well. Also with us, Bill O'Brien. His fall courses in economics, competitiveness in the international business arena, PhD in economics from Northeastern University, professor emeritus of economics at Worcester State University, and interests range from public choice to the effect of taxes on economic behavior, determination of MCAS scores to globalization. Bill, you told us earlier about some of what people are going to be learning and talking about in your class. I've got to say that, I mean, this is probably something that if those who come to you this fall may have to come back the next fall and the fall after that. It seems as if with economics and what's going on in the world today, ever changing and quickly changing
is an understatement. As you teach, and I've taught since 2007, and you know, as you teach one semester, it just brings up questions for the next semester. So I always have the participants, I don't really call them the students because they are participants. They're full partners in the learning. And ask them, what do you want to do next time? And frequently, you know, as we look at the political makeup, the presidential elections, the congressional elections, the House and the Senate, and to see when you've got, you know, a Democratic president, a Republican House and Senate, you know, what happens there, and then vice versa. And, you know, all of these things are making changes in the tax code. We're making changes in monetary policy. So I've taught several courses on fiscal and monetary policy. As most people know, we've maintained low interest rates, really close to zero interest rates. And you know that when you look at your bank account, because you're earning 0.05% interest. And you say, wow, my goodness, what should I do with this money? And so that's been going on since 2008. And the Great Recession, of course, the Great Recession ends up almost paling in comparison to the COVID-19 recession. But we've got that V-shaped turnaround, and we're looking here at the world. You know, can we put up tariffs and get back our competitiveness? As I said earlier, you know, Worcester was a manufacturing hub, and United States still manufactures huge amounts of goods from machines and electrical equipment, but agriculture and transportation and planes, we make tremendous amounts of things, but so does the rest of the world. And so they're catching up. So as you say, what we do today is going to inform where we go next time. So in 2018, I did money in politics. Money in politics is how our political action committees and so forth influencing our decisions made in Congress and by the president. And that leads us to inequality. And that leads us to globalization. And Joseph Stiglitz, a famous economist, you know, in 2000 was arguing against globalization, that it's going to increase inequality. And it has. And the United States right now has as much inequality as we have ever had. And of course, then you're off into Black Lives Matter, but that's not something that always looks at it, but we might look at the relative standing of blacks versus whites versus Asians versus Native Americans, you know, as just a piece of inequality. So as you're right, Hank, these things all come together, and the participants bring their own experiences, and they've traveled, they've had successful careers, but some of them didn't study this. They study something else, whether it's science or whether it's engineering or whether they were a teacher or whether they were a doctor. We've got doctors and lawyers taken, and you know, some of the questions that are asked in class, I just have to step back and say, let me look that up. And then over the next week, I look it up. And as Martha was saying, over the next week, I give them my email address and I say, if you've got a question, send it to me.
Sounds and like it, the yeah, it can week. Get pretty intense sometimes as well. Bill, as we're coming up on the end of the show, and I'm going to ask Les the same question here. Delve into that a little bit more for me. I think that's interesting as you're describing some of the people who come in. So it is professional people. It's really people from every walk of life. Are lifelong learners or people who are looking for a specific piece of knowledge? What do you find in many of your courses?
Well, I always have a wide distribution of people who come in with various professional or other interests. And of course, as the name of the program suggests, it's mostly senior citizens who are involved. But it's remarkable the kinds of questions that are asked, and it's remarkable the breadth of knowledge that combined shows up. And I always emerge from each of my sessions feeling that I hope everyone who is taking the course that I'm presenting has learned as much as I have during this presentation. Yeah. It's marvelous.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Les Blatt, Intelligent Life in the Universe. Is there a syllabus at the beginning, or sometimes does the class steer you in some different directions in the conversation?
There's a fairly set syllabus because there are many things that I want to cover that I think are important to cover, but I try to be flexible. This past year, where everything has been remote, it's been harder for the participants to interrupt me, let me say. But I always enjoy when we're doing it in person. People will come up with some question, and it will steer things off in a different direction. And I will follow it far enough so that I feel that it's been a worthwhile conversation to add. And then I'll go home, and when the course meets the next week, I will have changed a few things to allow for that extra time that I put in for something I wasn't planning on.
Yeah, boy, I love the interactive nature of this. It can't be putting a lot of interesting people into a room and having some stimulating conversation, even though this year it will be online. Sounds as if that can still happen. Bill, wrap this up for us, if you will, not just maybe for your course, but you've all been involved in WISE for a long period of time. If you could, Bill, just maybe tell people once again about why WISE is a great choice for them this fall.
I think Les is spot on with his comments, and those could have come right out of my mouth because I feel the exact same way. You have a range of students, participants, who bring their own wealth of experience. I think the key, there are no exams. You know, there is homework, and I have a syllabus, and I pass out a PowerPoint, and we go over it. But as people have questions and comments, and you know, in mine, you know, it's taxes we talk about a lot. Not everybody agrees on taxes and spending, as you know. So that can give some great conversations in class. But what you get is you've got the instructor, so to speak, learning just as much and thinking about things in different ways. And I think the thing is that for the senior learners, this is a way to keep your mind active, to keep yourself current, to you know, one of my courses was everything you wanted to know about taxes but were afraid to ask, you know, and most people don't do their own taxes. They have somebody else do them and pay them $100 and off they go, and they don't think about it again for another year when they have to pass it in. So this gives a chance to broaden your mind, but it's not stressful except for sometimes packing and stuff. But now it's online, which brings its own issues because, as Les said, it's harder to It's a little bit harder to get a good conversation because people can kind of stay hidden a little bit. Where in class, I can look around and see faces and quizzical looks and so forth. And what don't you understand? What should I do? I can back up. And it really is a way to keep people's minds current and stimulated.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks to all three of our guests here on the WISE podcast. I hope that people will be interested in taking their classes, but also please check out all 32 courses online. If you have a love of learning, you should join WISE, Worcester Institute for Senior Education, a program at Assumption University. Registration begins on August 23rd. Classes start on September 9th. Please visit assumptionwise.org to register and learn more.